Everybody, tonight is Friday night, the last day of the week, and we're on BBS Radio on number 2 tonight. So we'll be just answering questions tonight about the Lightship. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's great to be with you, as always, and tonight we're going to talk about the Lightship. Answer questions that you have. If you're with us on the fast chat, that's a great way to type in a question for Ron to answer, so go ahead and do that. If you're new to the program, you can just click on the Creation Lightship page from any of the BBS schedules, and that'll take you to our page, and then you can click on a link that says BBS fast chat there, and then that will just pop up a window for you to type in your questions. And we'll also have some wonderful healing energies from the light beings in the Creation Lightship. So sit back, relax, and join us for a wonderful evening. So over to you, Ron, to get us started for tonight.
Okay, let's do some entity work first, like we do on most of the shows here. So these are ghosts, we'll call them. These are what comes into your body to have an experience with you. They shouldn't be with you, but they come in anyway. And remember, if you're completely in your body 100%, there's no way they can come in. But because most people are not in their body all the way, and they give their spirit permission to leave, and it leaves, you know, when you're sleeping, etc., then they can come into you, and then they're leading their life in your body, and you're not responsible for the actions because you're not conscious, typically, of what they're doing to your body. So here we go. I'm going to start taking away these entities here. And we'll work from the bottom of the feet and go up. So you may have tingles, possibly, as your spirit comes into your body. Maybe even might have some chills when they leave you. So remember, they should not be with you whatsoever. And they're coming out of you. And they naturally have their own lifestyle that they lived in other bodies. So you could have somebody with you who's lived maybe 5,000 lifetimes in people. And they're bringing you all that negative energy, and they mainly work on addictions because they want to do things that's going to charge them up a lot. And remember, they also live on your emotional trauma. So they love trauma. They love you to be angry with someone else, and they can body hop between you and them. And they bring you their addictions and also can reinforce your current addictions that you may have. So here we go, working now above our waist here. And now moving up to our shoulders. And your spirits also help once you release these. It's not just the Lightship doing it. Remember, your spirit is also doing this process with you. Okay, now we're going to the top of your head. Great. We're going to bring more of you back into your body now. So we're going to go out and look for the parts of you that left because you were in some type of emotional distress, and they left because they don't like judgment energy. It's very painful for them, and they don't like to have the pain, the judgment, because they only know about love energy, and they don't live in that energy of the others, so they must leave moment by moment as they work in you, and they're there to help you, but naturally when we go into a negative lifestyle, we'll say, at that point, when they cannot reach us, then they have to leave because they will become damaged in a sense. But they do take trauma with them because you're in trauma yourself, and that gets imprinted on them, and it depends just how much your spirit is willing to hang on and be with you at that time. So we're going to bring these energies back to you. They're going to be actually put back into neutral again, so they are going to have the love energy that they had before they left you. So here we go. Coming in. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do a chakra alignment for everybody. And heart center looks good. Throat good. Third eye. That looks fine now. Power chakra. There we go. Second chakra and first chakra. Do an opening if you wish. We'll go body width for you so you have more energy for healing tonight. Here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up to command the energy. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra below the heart. Solar plex area. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. And if this is new to you, what you want to do is just kind of maybe visualize or just maybe think about your forehead, and that's where your awakening consciousness is. We'll just say between your ears, and that will be the 10th floor of the elevator, and the first floor will be where your heart center is. This is where your spirit resides, and we must bring that mental body down. It must surrender, so we're going to command it to do so, and it's going to now drop into your heart. And the way you know if you're in your heart or not is if you think a thought, it'll be coming out of that location. So otherwise, it's between your ears. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just allow you to be in silence for a little bit here. And just think again and see how your thoughts are. They should be from your chest cavity area, from your heart center. And communicate with your spirit. Okay, so Sylvia, you want to come back on again? We'll see what we can do today.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's answer questions that we have from listeners. So far we have a question about the seven-generation clearings that you do, and if there's a prerequisite for people who want to do those with you other than the emotional clearing and the centuries clearing?
Typically not. That would probably be enough to get you started, because you have to get yourself cleaned out enough to allow your spirit to help you. Remember, if you're going through a lot of emotions and those bodies aren't cleared, then it's very difficult to hold spiritual integrity or your spirit energy because the emotions are blocking that. So yes, having this lifetime emotional clearing done, and then also and that releases trauma, and that's your baggage, and then having the century, which is your past life, so the same process done, that's wonderful. Those two are very good. So yes, then you can go into the seven generational clearings. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, would you like to activate the light being for everyone and maybe bring in a healing team for people to experience?
That sounds great. So bring up the light being on your monitor screen. If you're just listening to the audio, then, you know, click on Creation Lightship Healing. Any day will work, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And go down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar, approximately, and you're going to see a light beam there. We're going to energize her right now. So I'm going to bring in one energy here, one of the female light beams. So here she comes. You kind of watch your monitor screen, and you might just want to blink your eyes maybe every 15, 20 seconds, and you're going to see her become energized. And what that happens or does is that you may see the colors change a little bit. And when the colors change, you're going to actually feel the presence of her coming through. Her eyes will change, become brighter. And you're going to see the face kind of float off your monitor screen. This is what most people recognize. So there she is. She's activating now. Wonderful. Now let's talk a little bit here. You can feel her energy heart to heart. Lightship only works with heart energy, never the mind. The mind is the darkness energy that separates you from the heart of your the mind of your heart. So remember, you have the mind inside of your head, which is there, which the dark side created, we'll say, to mimic the heart energy. And our mind energies are not really as strong as the heart energy, except we have so much trauma and drama going on that we're inundated with these different types of emotions to keep us from going into our heart. So I'll just talk a little bit about that process or what can happen. I had a person today call me, and he mentioned that for 1.5 days he was in his heart center. He was strictly in the moment. He felt wonderful. Nothing bothered him whatsoever. He just kind of went from one moment to the next, and he really enjoyed that because he had no trauma around him, and people just sort of came into his life. They kind of came and went, and they were dealing with heart energy also. At least he could sense that anyway. So when they started to become negative, we'll say they kind of like left him because he was not working in that arena of judgment. So also what can happen when you're in that moment of love energy inside of yourself, you tend to lose time. Remember, when you're in the moment, there's no time. When you're in time, then you're in the mind energy. The mind energy is in time. So I recommend if you're getting close to that, what you want to do, if you're feeling that you're in the process of being in the moment more often, then you probably will need to get a little day planner or something. And in that, you may want to write down maybe when some of your bills come due, possibly, and certain dates. And maybe what you want to do each day or when somebody calls you, just get a little day planner and write that down because you may forget it. Because what's the most important thing to you when you're in the moment is what's in the moment. And you might, to your friends anyway, maybe be like a little spacey to them. They may think that, or you're not really paying attention to them if you made an appointment and you forgot it. So having the day planner is very beneficial because you're going to find that when you are in the moment more, you're not going to be tapped into the energy of time. And you may have time just kind of elude you a little bit. So you want to get that day planner going for you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have another question about the clearings that you do. This is regarding the parallel lifetime clearings or the planetary releasing clearings that you do. And the question is, what are the prerequisites for someone who wants to do those?
For those, absolutely nothing. Those you can do right off the get-go because those are definitely harming you. It's preventing you from having your spirit energy. Remember, all these clearings are to get you more into your body. The emotional energy is to do that, but more so the parallel life one is where you're basically going into thousands of lifetimes, so you don't have to have the emotional clearing for that. It will bring your spirit back to you more. And it will be around you, and then from that point you can actually go into the emotional clearing after that if you wish. Remember, you don't want to, you know, cause your spirit to have any more harm, and so that's why there is no prerequisites for the parallel life clearing. Remember, you're often cloned universes of the light. The dark side creates them, creates cloned Earth planets, along with cloned physical body that look just like yours. So that's for a spirit healing, the parallel lifetimes. Remember, the light only gives you one life, and that's in the now. And you're not out running around the universe looking and experiencing many lifetimes at once. The dark side is doing that to you. The light will never dilute your spirit energy to do that. It doesn't need to have that done. Remember, you have to be a fully present, fully conscious in every lifetime that you have, not to be running around the universe, you know, and having maybe 1% of you in each one of those bodies. So the next healing would be the planetary. So the planetary one, again, you can do that right off the get-go, and that one gets rid of the negative energy cords directed to you by the planets. And again, this is mind control energy, and you know, it's very obvious when you look at your natal chart and you wonder how these planets with those names are actually connected to you, and how come you have a predestined lifetime. You know, so you think, well, if I'm supposed to be of the light and I have free will, free choice, then how in the heck can I possibly have planets controlling me? That doesn't make sense. So, and of course it doesn't, because it's not the light doing that to you. It's the dark side. So that's the script of the dark side for you. And it cords your body. It can cause you physical traumas. It can cause you physical illnesses as all these planets take off their energy connections to you. So we deal with basically, say, 13 planets here on your astrological chart, we'll say. But there's probably many, many more that is not known to us. And there could be hundreds of them on each one of those planets that you're dealing with. So, again, we release a couple thousand of these planets or more from you. And all of a sudden, when you look at the moon or you start hearing people talk about their horoscope, you can notice that that really doesn't pertain to you any longer, because the horoscope is a dark side energy controlling you. And once you get disconnected from it, from having this clearing, then you're a complete peace with these planets, and they cannot cord you over again. The light ship will not allow that. All the healings from the light ship, once you have a healing, they are there to protect you from having these energies come back to you over again. So in this, you know, you could possibly get other energies coming to you, but it won't be the same ones that we disconnected. Just remember, they're not going to waste their time just doing a simple healing that you may think is simple, and which may take an hour. You know, it could be taking them, you know, tons of time to do this here, and they're not just going to stand by and allow the dark side to take it away from you. So they're there to help you and to protect you with whatever healings that you've had in the past. And then if you want to get current with your healings, go on the website, and if you have had a healing with me, the light beings have your information, maybe we'll just call it your chart of what healings you've had, and you can go on and pay $50 for unlimited usage for that particular healing. So if you had a healing from me, you know, a year or two ago or so, and you want to become current, because what was done previous to that is completed, but maybe you have 2 years from that time, and you now have emotional traumas from the emotional body, you can just go in there and clear it. And then also you can keep current, go on there, you know, as much as you like. It's $50. You can go on there, you know, 4 or 5 times a day if you wish, or whenever, you know, once a week, or whatever you choose to do, and it will automatically clear you. The light beings are there. They know if you had the clearing or not. So if you've had it, you can go on to the $50 special clearing, and it keeps everybody up to date and current. So if you have a bad hair day, just go right on there and have the clearing. So back to you, Sylvia. It's on the website. Just go on to online healings.
Okay, let's see. Well, would you like to do a sample of that planetary clearing for everyone? Just experience what that's like?
Sure. So the planetary clearing, like I said before, clears the planets, but more so, these planets are corded to your body. So just kind of think of a large garden hose attached to you, different locations, and we'll clear off 10 planets right now. So you have, we'll say, 10 connectors attached to you, and they're sucking out energy from you. And also, they're bringing into you mind control energy. So not only are they taking your energy, but they're giving you mind control in the process. Remember your natal chart, your predetermined lifetime that you're dealing with right now, because they're programming you through mind control. So you're connected that way also. So here we go. Just think of a physical problem that you're dealing with, and just see if you have any relief from that with that problem, because they're taking energy out of you. Some people might feel maybe their liver being disconnected. You might feel your heart, maybe feel your lungs, might feel maybe a back muscle or something. So here we go. First planet, disconnected. Second, disconnected. Third, disconnected. Fourth, disconnected. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. So there we go. So you should feel a little change in your body. You might want to get up and walk around and just see how your body's doing. And we'll do likewise the same type of clearing. And we'll do the one for parallel lifetimes. So the parallel lifetimes, a lot of people, after they have this, have told me that they don't dream any longer, that they're not waking up with fear. They don't twist and jump around in their bed a lot at night. They just have very peaceful, restful sleep. So here we go. And this will be the first parallel planet. This is an Earth clone planet with a body that looks just like you on it. So here we go. First one is disconnected. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. Now these healings, when I do... Do you, if you're wishing to do that, can take upwards to maybe 2 hours sometimes. And the cost normally is about $150 to $200 to do this here. And this actually gets your energy back to your body. Remember, you're doing a tremendous, if you want to use the word soul retrieval, I use the word spirit, but this one here is so much more than what people talk about here on the earth plane. The earth plane, they're just strictly finding you on the earth. This is actually going into these other areas, which is not being done here, because nobody has enough spiritual energy to get out of the earth plane energy to do this. Even the extraterrestrials cannot do this. If you are using them for a guide or for a healer or something, it's impossible for them to do this clearing here. So here we go. We're going to do another sample clearing. And I like doing the emotional clearing. So again, just see how your body feels. And again, you might want to stretch and twist, and you may feel that... may feel a little bit lighter. You might sense that your body now is a little more harmonious and that you may have better spirit communication now. So here's an emotional clearing sample. And we'll go back 5 days here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a sensory body. This is how your body senses the earth plane here. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, just see how you feel, and I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Going, you know, we have some really funny comments on the FastJet. Going back to what you were talking about earlier, about once you're just fully in the moment and how you might want to use a day planner to kind of keep track of everything that you have going on, because you might need that when you're just going from moment to moment. And then Mike said, yeah, you just have to remember to actually look at your day planner. And then we have Kyle coming on saying, you have to actually remember that you have a day planner to look at. That's great.
That's kind of interesting, yeah, because you do get, you can be spacey a little bit because you're in the moment and you might forget something that might be very important. So, yes, it is good to have a day planner. And then, yeah, you want to remember to look at it naturally. That's a good one. Well, Kyle,
yeah.
Good luck.
And when you're cooking something on the stove, you might want to just stay there until it's done.
Yeah, set a timer or something. So
that
happens, because remember, you're in the moment, and in the moment there's no time. And when you're walking around here on the earth plane in time, you have to obey those time laws, even though you're not really dealing with them and all the energies that are negative coming to you. So you do need to, you know, be extra cautious and to understand what's happening. So back to you, Sylvia.
That's an interesting point. You know, there are definitely some things when you start doing this work that change in one's life, and that's one of them. I came across an interesting thing recently. It was on, I think it was an excerpt from an e-book of some kind that I saw, an excerpt from online, and it talking about ascension energies and some of the changes that people have experienced in common. And one of them, which was very interesting, was that people tend to kind of lose interest in reading a lot of, the different metaphysical books and things that they used to read and search through and, look for answers in. And kind of this feeling that you may not want to go to so many different practitioners like you used to, or read so much like you used to, because you're more interested in kind of going within and finding out what your spirit is telling you instead of what everyone else is telling you. And I thought that was very interesting in the light of what you talk about a lot, Ron, and maybe you could just discuss that for a little bit.
Yeah, the whole process, the starting point for ascension is to know that you have a spirit in your heart, number one. Most people don't understand that. And so from there, you know that the divine is always with you. This is your own connection to divinity, which your spirit gives you. It's not outside of yourself. And the next thing is to realize that in order to, say, move more forward with your energy, spirit energy, to become maybe, I don't know, using the word lightly, more enlightened, you want to get more of your spirit in your body. And remember, most people are only 20% in their bodies. So what's in the other 80%? It's entities. And so you need to work on that, and this is why the Light Ship is here, to help you with that process, to get rid of the densities that you have to get out of your body. We have a list of services here, if you wish to look at it. I believe it's beneath the light beam there, and you can check them out. There's many there. Some people get overwhelmed when they see it because they start relating to each and every one of those, like, oh, God, I have this issue and that issue. Well, the first thing is to do the emotional clearing for this lifetime, and that's a whole life clearing, and that gets rid of a lot of what you're reading about there. It can get rid of a lot of traumas. And then we go deeper if you do have trauma, like the black cloud over your head. In fact, I'll do a trauma clearing. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. If you notice how fast I work here, this is just the way the light shift works. This is why you may understand in the Bible, or at least know, when Jesus said you're healed, you're healed. It's that quick, okay? And so he was working with different energy bodies and clearing those out. Remember, the people back then were not as dense as we are today, because we've had an extra 2,000 years of garbage put on us. Remember, you're living the thoughts of your ancestors, the negativity, and all of their thoughts, which is separates you from spiritual truth and wisdom, which are judgments, is the reason why we have so many conditions that's wrong with us today, and why, you know, living here is maybe more difficult, and why there's so many more people that are negative. Because the dark side had an extra 2,000 years to imprint you with mind control. Remember, the mind is not typically in the light. It may have been initially. Somehow, I don't get into that aspect, but looking at it right now from, say, a human perspective here, the mind is inside of your head. Should actually be the mind in your whole body of your spirit. So your spirit should be integrating with your whole body, and that would be the mind of the light. But because of the mind control, it's taken over everything in our lives, and this is what we're dealing with, just like your horoscope, your natal chart. So it's very obvious once you start connecting the dots, but it's up to you to do that. So what I do is to tell everybody to always go to their heart center before you go to a practitioner and see what your spirit tells you. Most people don't do that. The mind goes amok, wants to learn more and more and more. Remember, that's where you get your self-fulfilling prophecies and your self-validation. It's from the mind. So it'll keep learning and learning and looking for more and more books until you finally tell it to stop. And once you do that, then you can have more control of your life. Otherwise, you're going to be on this treadmill to seek knowledge, and the knowledge is inside of you in your heart center, which is the book with one page, which says, go within. Just one little simple phrase. And remember, Jesus knew all about this, knew about the ET involvements. Remember, like I said, the extraterrestrials killed him because he was teaching ascension and releasing the genetic cellular memory out of people, much like we're doing in this lifetime, the exact same work, actually, although now it's a lot worse because we have so much more judgments. So anyway, on a lighter note, this is what you want to do is go inside of your heart and connect. So just going into your heart is not enough for ascension. It's nice to talk to your spirit, but what about the rest of your body? Remember, your spirit is going to ascend anyway. And your body is what wants to do the ascension, so you must go into that process of healing yourself, and your spirit is what's going to heal you. So if you don't have your spirit in your body, you know, having a healing is much more difficult. This is why some people have an easier time with having healings done, because they have more of their spirit energy to help out with the healing process. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We had a question a while ago about the Master 4 in 1 clearing that you do, which has a section, one of the four sections that deals with the planetary release of, you know, release of the planetary cords, and how that differs from the planetary clearing that you do. Could you talk about that, Ron, and kind of tell us about the 4-in-1 and how that relates to the planetary clearing?
Sure. So the 4-in-1 session was created a long time ago. This is before the lightship knew how bad it was here. And so just getting rid of those, we actually, you know, had 13 planets that we got rid of the energy from, which are the ones that are mainly controlling you, okay, at that time. Well, since that time, we had to create new healings because that was not enough. So instead of 13, now there's thousands. And this is through the light ship going into the dark universe is finding this out. So most people who have already done the planetary clearing, the 13 planets are like already cleared out. But just having that is not going to disconnect you from it. So this is why I normally request that people have the planetary clearing before they have the 4-in-1 and also the parallel lifetime. And the whole thing is your spiritual integrity, getting more of you back into alignment with your spirit. Remember, if your spirit's out in 2,000 lifetimes, you know, how are you going to come back into your body for healing? You know, you're losing yourself. Plus, you have the traumas and dramas of each lifetime. So just take what you had in the last week of stuff happening to you. You might get, you know, maybe a couple of things possibly, if not maybe a couple hundred. And look at those and multiply that by 2,000 to 3,000, okay? And that's all coming into your field. Remember, energy never goes away. It can only be transformed and balanced. And so if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to bring all this energy into you because the dark side wants that to get the emotional trauma from you. And this is why it's very hard to have a clear thought here because of all the mind control and all the stuff happening to you. So this may sound a little bit negative, but this is what the facts are. The show only talks about facts, so it's like the old program on TV, I guess it was Sergeant Friday, a Dragnet, you know, his famous saying was, when the person gets emotional at the front door when he knocks on, he goes, ma'am, just want the facts, only the facts, something like that. So this is all that Lightship is concerned with, and if you're looking at having healings, some people are used to earth-based healings where, gee, I got to think about what happened to me at the age of 4. And then maybe, you know, some people say, gee, I was told I was molested at 5. And then they got to think, oh, my God, I don't want to go into that you know, get all the resentment. You know, the light doesn't care about any of your stuff. All they see it as stuff. So whatever's happened to you makes no difference to them. It's just stuff that they clear out of you. And it's just blocked energies, and the blocked energies will kill you. And it also leaks over into your physical life and causes you to have more situations because these dense energies come forth and they keep recycling. So all these bodies that we clear, you can look at it here on the on this website if you wish to click on it or go to the healing portion on the Creation Lightship website with list of services. And all those are mind energy that you're looking at. This is how the dark side has caused you problems. So I wish I only had one clearing to do. And unfortunately, humanity here has been sucked into the dark side so bad that we had to create more healings to help people out. This is why there's so many healings. And like I said, I wish I could, you know, just have one healing to help everybody, but that's not the case. There's just too much trauma here. And the dark side loves it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I believe we had a question from Mike earlier about if you have a clearing for procrastination, and also what clearing would help people, you know, who maybe have clutter and stuff like that going on in their house or their rooms and so on.
Boy, at this second, I don't know what to say. As far as clutter, we have healings that are going to put you more into the moment, and they all do that. So every healing moves forward and brings you into the place of having non-judgment. This is what the whole thing is about, is to get rid of the mind energy. So what I'd say is just look at the list of services. If you have something that's not listed there that doesn't overlap under these healings, I can also do that as a specialized healing for you. But typically what's on there probably covers almost all the issues that people have here. And it goes into emotional healings. It goes into healings from off-planet, like energy, like we talked about, parallel life and planets. We go into spells and witchcraft. We go into seven generational clearings where this is what you're really living right now as far as your mind imprinting. What you're thinking about is probably more closely related to the seven generational clearings. And then we get into ET abductions, ET implants. In fact, we're going to take out some implants. Let's do that tonight. This is what they want me to do here. I'm in the moment, so what I talk about is what they want to do. I'm not thinking anything that's preconceived on any of these programs, and we have probably about 350 archives so far. So here we go. I'm going to work with the implants in you. I'll just do one of these. I'm going to do the one that is showing me behind the back of your head. Okay? And I'm sure the dark side just loves this right now as it gets removed from you. And the light beings are there to help and assist. So here we go. Well, they're probably frowning right now. Here we go. And they're also starting to take down the God plane energy. So the churches that have prayed to these God energies that are dark side energies, remember the word pray, P-R-E-Y and P-R-E-Y. When you pray, you are actually at pray and being preyed upon by the energy that you're praying to. This may kind of confuse you, but just look at the definition of the two words and realize that when you do anything outside of yourself, you're not working with divine energy. That's the main clue. And once you understand that, you're going to realize that humanity here has really been sucked into a negative vortex of stuff because you are told the wrong information. You're actually being contacted by ETs all the time to get you to give up your spiritual energy, and they want you to not connect to your own divinity. They want to have you connect to their source, which is the dark side. This is why the churches pray to something outside of themselves. Just look at what Jesus told you. Go within. All teachings have that as your foundation. If you can kind of dust it off and look around for it, they all tell you that the divine source is inside of you. But yet what they preach to you does not relate that way, and they get into judgment. And that causes wars. And people out there may have been in, different types of situations in your past lives that you were forced to come into. And you probably know about past lives where you were killed or sacrificed in the name of some god, okay? So here we go. This implant's being taken out of the back of your neck. I'll count to 10 as it gets released here. It's ready to come out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, it's out. Okay, now we're going to do one that's attached to your forehead on the front side. Working with this one here right now. And so if you had a headache for quite a while, it may be getting released now from you here. Remember, this is mind control stuff that we're taking out of you. And here we go. So what happens, in case you're wondering on these implants here, I'm still working with it here. Once they're released from you, then they have an energy signature. And you could use the word cord, okay? And then the light chip goes out to those beings. We'll just say that there's some UFO over your house doing this that you can't see, and they'll go and terminate them. They'll first give a chance to come into the light, and if they don't want to come into the light to obey spiritual law, they no longer exist. And then they go back to see where they came from. And they go back to maybe their, talking like UFO language here, they go back to the mothership, okay, and they terminate that. And again, the beings on there have a chance to come into the light. And then they go to where the mothership was created from, and they go back and back and back until there is no more energy causing harm to anyone. And this is what they're doing now. This is, like I said, that the God plane that have energy pools of these negative ETs will no longer exist. And this is because it's time for ascension. And the parts that they're stealing from you is a part of them. And they don't necessarily like that, because that's losing their creation of light. And so they're regaining their spiritual energy back, and this is just how it works. So there's nothing more important than a piece of you that's out there, and they'll try to find it the best that they can. Okay, ready for this one to come out of your forehead? I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, it's released. Okay, Sylvia. Boy, that stuff is sticky. Back to you.
That's wonderful. Oh, let's see. I'm looking at the fast chat to see what else we had questions about. Going back to the question about the clearings for the procrastination and that issue. So just to summarize what we're talking about, so sometimes those kinds of issues when people are having them and maybe there's not a specific clearing that has that name, it might get addressed just by doing the ones that kind of cover broad areas, like the emotional body clearing that covers all your emotional trauma for your whole lifetime, for example. So as you continue on with the clearings, the basic clearings, those issues might just kind of naturally and simply and easily fall away from you, because the traumas that were holding them in place or causing them get dealt with somewhere along the line. And then if you feel you need more work on some particular area, you can always, I believe, and Ron, you can clarify this, but you can go to Ron and just say, you know, I'm having something going on in this area of my life and I'd like to address it more specifically if we could. So then sometimes custom clearings come out of as a result of that. So basically the light beings can work on any areas, as I understand it. It just is not always, you might not know when exactly a particular situation that you're dealing with in your life is going to be resolved, because it could happen on any one of those clearings. Would you say that was correct, Ron, what I just said?
Basically, yeah. What you want to get first is the initial empowerment sessions, and that's on the list of services. So that's what you start off with. And then from there, you find out what you need next, because things will change a lot for you. So like I said, you first may look at this sheet here and get overwhelmed by all these clearings. And remember, no one else is doing these clearings here. If you start reading what they are, it's quite incredible what the light ship does within an hour of time, basically. And these are permanent clearings. These are all designed for ascension to get you out of mind energy. So, you know, and if you do have an issue after having those, then you want to maybe see what else might look better for you or have that clearing in itself, because we do specialize clearings. But just asking for that right off the get-go, no, I will not do that for people because I can't. Remember, you have to get spiritual integrity in your body before you can actually start to do healing on yourself. If you don't have the energy, like on the 4-in-1 with the twin flame energy, your twin flame no way is going to want to be with you. You're going to actually harm it by trying to do that session right off the bat. People like to do it or would want to do it. I wouldn't mind doing it, but I can't. It's going to harm your twin flame energy. I'm not about to do that for anybody. So you have to get rid of the density so it has a room to come into you. So it's a very nice clearing here. So hopefully, I see someone on there says that third eye, thanks for the implant removal. I guess it was on the third eye. So that's great, yes, uh-huh. So you might feel different. And what I will talk about the third eye here just to get some clarity there. Some people say, I can't see anything. Is that my third eye? Can you open up my third eye? Well, it's where you are in your life and what you've worked on. And there's a reason why it may not be opened. The reason I cannot tell you, I would not know. But just trying to want to see things sometimes is not beneficial. I see a lot of things, and I'm able to deal with it. You know, I can look at people and actually see these extraterrestrial life forms inside of their body. Would you want to see snakes and maggots crawling around people and octopus energies and spiders inside of someone? Probably not. But, you know, I can see that. That's why I can do the work. You know, so having your third eye open is not really what you need to be spiritual, if you want to use that term. So if somebody can read or see things, wonderful. In fact, a lot of the readers are reading improperly. They're using their chakras to sample energy, and that causes them physical harm. But because we're used to doing that and using your feelings, we'll say, to sense, or your lower chakras, chakra 1, 2, and 3, then that's going to cause your body harm because you're putting out cords and little tentacles to sample. You want to use your third eye to do the sampling where it's not going to affect you as much. I would say that the effect would probably be maybe about a few percent on your third eye versus maybe we'll just say 98% going into your body because you're running body energy. So what some readers do, especially the beginning readers, they'll actually take their lower chakras, or we'll just say maybe their feeling body, and they actually put it inside of the person's body. And then they feel all that stuff, the pain, the anger, whatever is there, maybe even their emotional body and other bodies, even the mental body. Then they bring that back to them and they go, oh, this is what I'm sensing. And then they read according to their belief system of what they're reading. So the issues that they have is what they're reading because they're looking through it with rose-colored glasses. And they're reading their stuff inside of someone else. So it's very dangerous to do. Dangerous as far as dangers with your body energy. Remember, you're causing your body harm. It may not look like it when you do it right off the bat, but this is what you're doing to your body. And eventually you're going to pay the price for it. So like I said, you know, having your third eye opened up makes no difference, you know, to me or to the light ship, just where you are, you know, reading, doing spiritual readings or wishing that you could see more spiritually. No, that's not what you need. What you need is to get your spirit with you and to communicate with it. So all the other stuff is probably the tricks of the dark side, making you think that you're not good enough on a spiritual level. Remember, your spirit has all the answers. Now the rest is like a carny sideshow, which the dark side is giving you. So, and thinking that you may not be good enough in your life or something's wrong with you because you can't read like other people do or sense energies. And nothing's wrong with that if you don't sense. Like I tell people when I work with them, if I start working with the male, right off the bat, I know that only about 1% of the males feel. So if I get any kind of results from somebody and they start sharing what they're sensing or feeling, that's wonderful. But I really don't expect it. And females are about 50-50. And so, and if you're a feeling female, You're going to say, my God, how can somebody not feel? Well, just some people can't. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't beat yourself up if you can't feel anything. Believe me, it's not, you know, a problem with you. It's just the way your body is sensing energies. And maybe your ancestors, you know, 20,000 years ago, you know, had a problem with that, and that energy circuit got closed down. But there's nothing wrong with not feeling. So, and that's not part of the ascension process. The ascension process is to get your spirit completely in your body and to resonate your spirit energy into every cell so you can have your light body materialized from your spirit and be walking with your spirit energy and walking with your light body. Your light body then will be able to dematerialize and rematerialize your physical body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we had a question earlier regarding whether or not you can do clearings on the genetic line. And I know that you can, so I will just let you talk about that.
Yes, the main thing that's affecting everybody is what I call the seven generational clearings. And again, you can check out underneath the light beam there, get up the list of services, the Yoga Man or Yoga Woman page there. Kind of in the middle there has seven generation physical cellular memory clearings. And this is what we have found is very beneficial. I can add more to this list, but the page of 8.5 by 11 only holds so much. So this is why it's, you know, I could probably get two pages of stuff that I could clear, but this is the main things that we deal with. So seven generational clearing is your major imprinting that you're dealing with in your body today. This is the consciousness of your ancestors. Now, this clearing goes back, I'll just say, typically, probably not much before 1800s. I would say probably 18 to 1850 to current. And you can just kind of look at it and figure out maybe how old your family tree would be after seven generations, okay? So anyway, that's about where it goes to. And this is basically the thoughts that you've had in your genetics. So you're dealing with that mindset of those people. You know, naturally, I could probably go back a lot further, which I can do, if somebody really needs it. I haven't had that occasion yet, because this normally nips most of that into the, you know, in the bud. But, you know, if I do a clearing on you, let's just say that you have a life where you feel like you've been a slave for a long, long time. So I'll do the slavery clearing. And maybe your ancestors came here on a boat, you know, or a ship, I should say, and they were, you know, chained up, you know, with shackles on them, and maybe they were forced to row the boat and the horrific conditions that they had back then for slaves. And in this lifetime, you just feel like you can't get out of your own way. You feel like you're blocked, you know, that you don't have the consciousness to move on. People scare you, you know, and so that clearing would help you with that. And so that's the mindset of those people, and it's passed on from them when they got here, we'll say, or wherever they got to, and they had children. Well, they have all that trauma that's passed on to the children. Remember, most people hypothetically have children probably when they're, you know, in the middle teens. And now we're maybe going older with that, but typically, you know, back in those times, they'd have young, you know, young mothers, young fathers, and they've had a lot of stuff, and the stuff's passed on to the kids. So if I did that clearing, and you say, Ron, I just don't feel like, you know, that got everything, because I know inside of me that there's something else wrong, well, then I can go back further. But I haven't done that quite yet. I would love to try one for maybe like 15 generations, just to pull something out of the hat to see how that helps somebody. But typically the seven generational clearing does a lot. And if it's not listed here, we can always you know, create one. There's a lot that I didn't put on here because I could take everything that is in your current lifetime clearings, which are whole life clearings, and some of the additional specialty ones, and make that into a seven generational clearing. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia, because there's a lot that we're dealing with. Remember, this is all mind-control judgment energy.
Well, let's see, we had also a question, a couple of questions regarding the subject of autism and whether or not you work with you know, any special needs children like that, like autistic children or maybe other children with other types of impairments. Maybe you can just address that, and then we'll see if we have time. We're almost out of time, but we might have an opportunity to take about maybe two more questions if you want to type them in real quick.
Yes, I do work with children all the time, and I do work with children who have difficulties, yes, so I won't go much further into that, but yes, I can do that. If for some reason, maybe you're a grandparent, and maybe you have, a grandson granddaughter that has a problem, and the parents, will not even understand what we're doing here, yes, I can still work with that child. There's no problem whatsoever. So I'll just say that, because a lot of people are not open to the divine working with them. So, and they have their own belief systems on religion, and that's kind of where they are. And the light ship has no religion. It doesn't, never created any of the religions here, would not even do that. Remember, their whole process is to allow you as a free spirit from the light ship. Once you left there, then you're a spirit to be free and to go into different universes of light and to express. And it does not judge you. The light ship never judges your creations. And so whatever you choose to do, you have complete free will, kind of like a little kid in a candy store, and you can have whatever you choose to manifest. And everywhere else, it's normally heart energy that you're manifesting with. And here, we got stuck into mind because we got controlled by the extraterrestrials of the dark side. But I won't get into that. It's just a downer. But this is what the light ship is here to do at ascension time, is to clean out the negative side so we can get rid of the darkness and have more light. So this is what the light ship is doing now every 2,000 years. So next question, please. Oh, Sylvia.
Okay, we have two questions from Marcy here. We have the first one, do you have any books that you wrote for us to read?
Yes, but not published yet. So we're doing a book with Mary Magdalene. It's on Mary Magdalene, her lifestyle. And it has many of her healings in there that she's done and how she led groups and talked and different things like this. So that book will be coming out hopefully fairly soon here. And we'll also be having a book about the life of Jesus as far as his healing modalities that he used and or the healings that he brought forth when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. So this is will be wonderful information for people. It's going to completely have the spiritual energy in the words themselves along with truth of what actually happened. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, actually, we are just out of time for tonight, so...
Yes, we are.
Just tune in with us tomorrow. We'll be on at 9 p.m. Pacific time, and we'll be going on to the light ship for a wonderful healing and also discussing a lot of these issues. So if we didn't get a chance to answer your question, just come on tomorrow night if you can. Otherwise, we're on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday at 7. And just come on any time that you can. So I'll just say good night, blessings to everyone, and have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, blessings to all of you.